your children in trouble. You need to limit. Did you understand me? Limit the amount of time they are on social media. Watch what they say to each other on social media. Don't just give them the tablet or the phone or the computer and just let them do whatever. Have controls on these things. Know what your children are looking at, because so many things happen to our children through social media. Those people don't know your children. All they are doing is selling gossip, selling lies, selling untruth, and your child is innocent. They're like sponges. They soak up everything they hear because they feel like it's true. And then they want to pattern their lives out there. You know, the bullying thing, so many young women have lost their lives because they want to be pencil thin, like that's the way you live in real life. Not so, people. Look at all that stuff. Be aware of what's going on in your house. Amen. The seen and unseen. Amen. We need to be intentional about building our children up. Did y'all get that word? Intentionally. That means on purpose, taking time to do it. Even if you got to write it down, write it down. Write it down to make it clean and concrete. Amen. So be intentional about building our children. So we have children who are looking at social media and believing that's the way life is. They need to know that their lives are important. Your child life is important. They need to know they are important. And that we need their brilliancy and creative contribution in this world. All our children have gifts. All our children have something to contribute. Find out what your child has to contribute and build on that. You are so smart. You love animals. You could be a veterinarian because that's a possibility. Oh, you like organization. You could be a teacher. You could be a banker. You can be an investor. But you got to plant that seed in their lives and then encourage them. And don't say, oh, you could be a teacher, but you don't ever tell them how. Go to school. Work hard. Read your lessons. Play role modeling with them and have them play role modeling with you. These enforce the things that we tell them. Amen. We have to speak life into them, not just encourage. Encouraging is fine, but you need to speak life into your children. Amen. About the life that they are living here in this present, but to give them hope for their lives in the future. You know, my dad did that, and we were unaware that he'd done that. When we were little kids, I can remember sitting on the porch, you know, in the evening time sometime, not all the time, but pretty much most of the time. And Dad would have the floor, and he would tell us, oh, you're going to live in this kind of house. Oh, you're going to drive this kind of car. Oh, you're going to live in this city. This is what you're going to do. You're going to be working in this particular job. We didn't know what my dad was doing, but he did that. And now I thank God for it, because those seeds grew because of what he said. And it's so important that we do that. And my dad let us know we had to work hard. Wasn't nothing free. You had to work hard. You had to study hard. And you have to keep your nose clean and then run around and get in trouble. Amen? Because trust me, trouble was back there then too. Amen? Children need to be told what the possibilities are for them. They need to know that dreams can be goals which can be achieved. They need to know that the what and the how of getting what they want and being who they want to be. How to speak life into your children. Be specific. Compliment who they are. You're such a good child. You're my son. You're smart. You know what I call my little grandson? I say, you are king. And that's what I call him. You're king. That's because you have the attributes of a king. So I'm going to say, you're my king at all times. Even when you do bad, you're still my king. Amen? So that's what I mean when I say be specific and compliment who they are, not who you want them. Just compliment who they are right now. show them who they can be. Speak big. Let them know their options are limitless. Don't speak small to your children. We serve a big God. They can have a dream as big as they want, as long as they want to work hard and accomplish that goal. And then let them know the negative side. They are going to have hardships sometimes. They're going to meet opposition because everybody ain't happy about your vision. Amen? Of the vision you give your children. And then, you know, you got to listen to naysayers at who they think they are. Why is she telling them that? They are my children. They're kings and queens in my house. And this is what God say they can be. And I'm in agreement with God say. Amen. Speak big to them. Let them know the options are limited. Tell them how speaking life isn't just encouragement. It's empowerment. Amen. I have a nephew. And he plays baseball, football, and I don't know where I heard this about. So when he throws the ball, he hit a strike so well. I mean, he's good. And I start telling him, I say, every time I shake his hand, I say, this is the man with the $1 million arm. I encourage him because I let him know, you are unstoppable. You have $1 million arm. Somebody somewhere at one time in this life is going to pay you $1 million for that arm. Because you can knock a ball out the park. Amen? So that's what I mean when I say empower. You know, when I tell him all the time, I say, you got it. I say, give me five. And he hit my hand and say, and I tell him, I say, you the man with the $1 million arm. Amen? So that's what I mean when I say encourage and empower. A strong foundation of self-esteem, confidence, and awareness of possibilities. Children look up to their parents. Children learn from their parents. Maybe I need to say that again. Children look up to their parents as the first role model in their life. Children learn from their parents. Whatever you are saying, trust me, some of them are going to be saying the same thing. Right now, they're going to say something that my mama said, or something that my daddy said, or something that my grandpa said, because we do it right now. So I know it's elementary. You know, when my little grandson, he says things that I have said, right now, and he's 4 years old. So that lets me know he listening. Amen. Might not understand it, but he's learning from us. So your attitude matters. If your attitude is Christ-like, it will reflect in the lives of your children. Amen. If your attitude is always grumpy and grouchy, you're always mad at somebody, you're always talking down to somebody, oh, they ugly. Oh, they ain't going to be nothing. Did you see what they did? That's the kind of talk is negative talk. That's your attitude. Children will see that attitude, and they will copy that attitude. Because back to what I said, children live what they learn. Amen? And the Lord asks us to pray for your children. And how do you do that? How do you bless a child according to biblical scripture? And I have number 6 and 22. I say this all the time over my grandchildren. I learned how to do that. You can bless your child by what you say over his head every day. It's hard, but you just got to make time to do it because it will bless your child. Aaron told, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, the Lord bless you. He was talking to the Israelites just before they went into the promised land. And this is what Moses was told Aaron, because Aaron was the priest to pray over the children of Israel. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. That's a little prayer you can say over your children every day and every night before they leave out of your presence. And trust me, it will make a difference in their lives and in your lives. You can start off just saying it every morning till you get used to praying, and then you can pray your own prayer added to that. But that is a good, positive prayer. Amen? So learn to bless your children. Learn to pray over your children, for your children, and pray with your children. Start them off with Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, you don't have to be complicated. Just say what the Word of God say. Psalms, just pray and say good things over your children, and you have a blessed day and a Merry Christmas. Amen.
Good morning, our minister Reed, and let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name today. We come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you rebuking and binding the hand of the enemy because you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract, reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and confess your word over our children and surround them with faith. Faith in your word that you will watch over it to perform it. We confess and believe that our children are disciples of Christ, taught of the Lord and obedient to your will. Great is the peace and undeserved composure of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. Lord, you contend with their with which contend with those who contend with our children. You give them safety and ease in the name of Jesus. Father, you have perfected that which concerns them. We commit and cast the care of our children once and for all over you, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're in your hands, and we are persuaded, positively persuaded, that you are able to guard and keep that which we have committed to you. You are more than enough, in Jesus' name. We confess that our children obey their parents in the Lord as his representative, because this is just and right. Our children honor, esteem, and value as precious gifts their parents, for this is the first commandment of the Lord, with a promise that all may be well. Our children, and we thank you, Father, that our children will be well all the days of their lives as they live on this earth by being obedient to their parents. We believe and confess that our children choose life and love you, Lord. Obey your voice and cling to you, for you are their life and the length of their days. Therefore, our children are the head and not the tail. They shall be above only and not beneath. They are blessed when they come in and when they go out. They are the lender and not the borrower. In the name of Jesus, they are royalty in Jesus' name. We believe and confess that you give your angels charge over our children and defend and preserve them and accompany them and keep them in all their ways. In the name of Jesus, you, Lord, are their refuge and fortress. You are their glory and the lifter of their heads in Jesus' name. As parents and people of God, we will not provoke, irritate, or fret our children. We will not be hard on them or harass them or cause them to become discouraged or feel inferior or frustrated in Jesus' name. We will not break or wound their spirits, but we will rear them up tenderly in the training, discipline, counsel, and admonition of the Lord in Jesus' name. We will train them in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Oh, Lord, my Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on or above the heaven. Out of the mouth of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of the enemies, because of their enemies, that you may silence the enemy in the avenger. We sang praises to your name, O Most High. The enemy is turned back from our children in the name of Jesus. They increase in wisdom and favor with God and man in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray over our children in school. We speak the angels having charge over our children on the buses, in the schools, in the playgrounds, and in every area of their lives, in Jesus' name. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise this day, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover our children, their classmates, teachers, principals, schools, home, playground, and family with the blood of Jesus Christ to protect them. And loose your angels around and protect and guard them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.